From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Potter's Fields by Frank Rodarus. Now let's begin with Potter's Fields. Silence. Eerie and utter silence. Not a mere muffling of sound, but the absence of it. Total silence. Frightening silence. He could hear the thump, thud, thump, thud, thump, thud of his heartbeat beneath the scratchy wool of the heavy overcoat. He could feel the searing cold of each indrawn breath. He could hear nothing. He took a blind step forward. The fog was as thick and heavy as the silence. It lay close around him like great sheets of cotton, but insubstantial. Gossamer ice that ebbed and shifted, white and ghostly in the quiet. White fog, white snow, white on white, impossible to see. He blinked, conscious of the frigid air that burned his eyes and turned the hairs inside his nose to sharp, brittle needles. He took another step forward, felt the hard, crusted surface of the snowfield resist his weight, then give way. His boot broke through into the soft snow beneath and plunged to a depth well over his ankle. There should have been sound to accompany what he could feel. There should have been the crunch, flutter, crunch of old snow being broken, but there was not. Around him in all directions there was nothing but silence and shifting, wispy whiteness. He looked down, his trouser legs and knees.